Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Darkness never wins. Darkness never overcomes light. Where the smallest flame burns, there darkness will flee. Tonight it is put to flight once and for all, for Christ is risen. Alleluia. The light of the world shines brightly not from a tomb, but from his flesh. For he is not in that tomb. He is risen. See the place where he lay. His flesh shines brightly, for this is a victory that is for us men and for our salvation. He shines as God. He shines as man. He shines as the victorious God-man to unite us to him in perpetual light and glory. When Adam ate, he cast a black veil over all creation, plunging this world into the eternal darkness. The wages of sin is death. No one could escape. Creation groaned, man suffered. A darkened grave cut off each man from the land of the living. And Satan rejoiced. This was your fate as well. Perhaps you have already made some funeral arrangements. The day is coming when you will be sealed in a dark tomb. There is no life in death. There is no hope in death. All men die because all have sinned. Yet Christ took upon those sins on himself. A dark blanket covered that day that we call good, as the light of the world languished in agony. The divine substitute suffered the fate of all mankind, and Satan rejoiced. He saved others, but he could not save himself. His brothers abandoned him. His father forsook him. His cry for mercy was met with deafening silence. The curse dragged him down to the deepest depths of the grave. He sipped the gall. He breathed his last and gave up his spirit, for this was the hour of darkness. The stony tablets of the law sealed in yet another man. It blocked out the light and cut him off from the land of the living, and Satan rejoiced. In the beginning, darkness was over the face of the deep. Then God created light, and light scattered the darkness. Light is called good, darkness is not. Tonight, God fulfills his creative work. Tonight, God makes a new beginning. Tonight, light penetrates not from the outside of the grave, but light shines from within that grave. The body Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea laid to rest sat up. His flattened lungs inflated. His heart pumped. His darkened eyes lit up. His parched lips were moistened. His cold body was warmed. His nerves transmitted signals once more. His brain processed information. The dead lives. The light shone in the darkness of Calvary, and now the light of the world shines brilliantly in the darkness of a grave. His humiliation is ended. Glory has come. He leaves behind all sin and wickedness and evil and filth with those strips of linen. A new day has begun, a holy day, a day filled with warmth and life and joy and light in his forgiving presence. Tonight is the beginning of God's new creation. Tonight is the beginning of man's salvation that shall never end. Tonight, the heavens and the earth are made new. Tonight, sin is put to flight, the devil crushed, and you are redeemed. The holiness of this night brings joy to troubled hearts and comfort to the dying. He shines in brilliant radiance so his forgiving warmth might drive out all misery and fear from your hearts. A flame divided burns ever more brightly. So hold your candles high with joy and gladness, for he has buried your sin and raised you to a new life. He has driven away darkness. Tonight you are made new. Tonight you have become a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come, for you have been baptized into Christ's death and raised with him in his resurrection. Tonight is your victory. Tonight you are united to the light of the world. He lives, you live in him. He shines more brilliantly than 1,000 suns, and so shall you shine like the stars of heaven. Who can snuff it out? Who can quench your faith? Who can strip from you the light of the world, Jesus Christ? This is the night that you were separated from all worldly sin and the darkened vice. This is the night that you were brought into his wonderful light. This is the night that the pillar of cloud divided our forefathers from the Egyptians, giving them light while giving darkness to the Egyptians. This is the night that you were baptized into Christ. Sin, Satan, and death cannot have you. So set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated, not on the darkened passions of your own flesh, but on things above, where Christ is seated, for the Passover lamb has been slain and is risen for you. Once you were in darkness, now you are light in the Lord. Once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. You have passed through the sea of holy baptism to rejoice in his salvation. Oh, you still may physically die, but in that death you now have life. Darkness may still seal in your body, but Christ, the light of the world, will still shine brilliantly on you and in you and around you. Can death separate you from Christ? Can a few feet of dirt, a concrete slab, or a wooden coffin cut you off from the light of Christ? If he can take up his own life, would he really leave you in the darkness, you who have been united to him in baptism? He scatters the darkness of this night so that he might be your light. Death's dark doors could not hold him in. So what chance does it have to hold you in when you have died with him and already been raised with him through that font? Christ is risen. You must rise. Jesus lives. You live now and forever. And when you enter that glorious light of the heavenly feast, there will be no curse. There will be no struggling against sin. There will be no temptation. There will be no deeds of darkness. There will be no fallen flesh. Right now, you dwell in darkness. It's all around you. And that darkened flesh still clings to your flesh, leading you into sins that you would not do. But you are baptized. And this is who you are. Not a sinner, but a saint of God. One who is washed and redeemed, who still battles against the fallen flesh, but one who belongs to the light of the world. Soon Easter will be your reality. Soon the light of Christ will blot out the sun. Soon he will return on those clouds of heaven, and you will shine as glorious as he is glorious. So do not grow weary. I know life is long and can be hard. But do not grow weary of doing good. Do not fall back into a darkened world. Do not give in to the darkened passions of your own fallen flesh. For Christ has conquered all things for you, that you might live in him and for him. No devil can condemn you. No sin can destroy you. No darkness can snuff you out. For Christ, the light of the world, lives, and you live in him. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.